Praise God. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Bible says in verse number 1, he says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." But Charles, I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. True faith. True faith. What you say, what is faith? The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He said, that's what faith is. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's the substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance of what we look forward to one day in a little while. The blessed hope that we have in Christ Jesus the Lord. A hope that's eternal, forever settled in the heavens that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is faith? Let me tell you what faith is in a nutshell. Amen. It's going to be a big complicated definition, so you might want to write it down. Faith is confidence in God. Amen. That's what faith is. It's not confidence in the world, not what we can do, what we can attain to, how good we are. But faith is confidence in God. Man, that's just that simple. It's so simple that a little child can understand what faith is. I mean, it's just confidence in God. And it's based on what God says to you and me. Amen. It's demonstrated by what we do with what He says. Or in other words, what we do for God. Because God has done so much for me. God's done so much for you. And it's a constant thing, praise God. God's continuing every day doing stuff for us. So we ought to, Brother Billy, we ought to be doing something for Him. Amen. And we ought to do it because we have faith in Him, because we're trusting in the Lord, because we are supposed to be people of faith. Praise God. Because we do things for God because He does things for us. Because He's given us a blessed promise in His Word, and He showed us, praise God, how much He loves us and how much He cares for us. Amen. There's nobody cares for us and loves us like He does. Amen. You know, I love each and every one of you, but it'd be hard-pressed for me to give my kids, one of my children, for you. Amen. I love each and every one of you with all my heart. But I'd be hard-pressed to give one of my youngins for you. Amen. Because you're like me. Amen. And I know it. Amen. But the Lord loved each and every one of us enough that He gave His only begotten Son for you and I, that through Him we might be saved. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to say something this morning, or this evening, whatever this is, Brother Ralph. Amen. Faith is not it's not a luxury that we have. Hello? It's not something that we just get and try to hold on to because it's a luxury. Like having that a Cadillac you've always wanted. Say, preacher, you got a Cadillac? No, and I'll never have one. I ain't ever really wanted one. Amen. But praise God, it's a faith. My faith, your faith, is not a luxury. Our faith is a necessity. And as I don't know what you know about it, amen. Some of these younger people, but as you start getting older, Brother Bill, you realize how much you need your faith. Amen. How important your faith is to you. And as we begin to see that, we begin to realize it, we try to emphasize it to the people around us so that they can see too, and maybe at an earlier age, that faith is important. Not a luxury. It's not something that you just run to when you have problems. It's not something that you have whenever things are going good, as Ms. Joyce says, when you're on the mountain. It's not something that you claim to have when you're down in the valley. But faith is a necessity that we need to have every day. Amen. Pray. And faith is, one thing about faith is for everyone. Faith's not a respecter of persons. It's for the common man and it's for the leaders out there. I wish our leaders could get a hold of that. Amen. That faith is for leaders. If you're ever going to be a good leader, praise God, you need to have faith. Amen. You can't lead, praise God, without the Lord. Amen. You can't be a good leader, praise God. You can't be a good follower without the Lord. But through faith, praise God, true faith. I'm not talking about stuff that they tell you about on these TV programs and these televangelists where they said, your faith and stuff, and you have more faith, and all you got to do is sow your seed and write the check to me, and everything's going to get bigger and better. Amen. Say, so you got to give just a little more this month because I need to buy me a new jet. It's not about luxury, praise God, but it's about faith. It's about trusting. It's about believing God. It's confidence in God Almighty. That's what faith is. You say, preacher, what makes you think we need it? Because, praise God, even whether you're a common or a leader, praise God, you've got to have faith. I want to just show you a couple things this evening, praise God. You've got to have faith. We need faith. We've got to have faith. Number one, to worship. Without faith, we can't worship. If you went without faith, what would you be worshiping? I believe there's a lot of people doing it. They're gathering big old churches everywhere all over the country, and they worship. They don't know what. I know who I work because I have faith. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who saved me by His marvelous grace. He came to me when I couldn't get to Him, and He saved me, praise God. He saved me. So we need faith. We need faith to worship. Look at verse number 4, Hebrews chapter 11. It said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. How do you ever appear to be righteous? How do you ever look righteous to the world, much less to God? The only time we're going to look righteous, praise God, is when we have a witness before God, a witness of our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. He said, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. We can't offer nothing to God without faith. We offer it in faith, knowing that, praise God, what we have to offer to Him, He will accept and multiply it tenfold, because that's what God does. So it's impossible to worship Him without faith. Amen. So we got to have that faith. We need faith to worship. Praise God. Not only do we need faith to worship, but we need faith to work. People going out all the time and trying to do something. Well, say they want to do something for Jesus without faith. Now, there's a lot of them that's trying to work their way in. You know, put enough literature in people's hands or knock on enough doors, amen, that'll get you in. But I want to say the only thing that'll get you in is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection on the cross of Calvary. Faith is what makes a difference, praise God. We need to be telling folks today, it takes faith to worship. It takes faith to work. Look at verse number 7. It said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his household. In order to work, praise God, in order to get anything done for God, we've got to have faith. It was faith in the Word of God. It's faith in what God told him, praise God, oh Noah, to work in. Got him to a moving. In 120 years, he is a building on that ark. And the whole time, praise God, you'd say, how do you know he had faith? Because the Bible said the whole time he's a preacher of righteousness, amen? He'll nail a while and preach a while. Preach a while and nail a while, praise God. You say, preacher, what good did it do him? The flood still come, yeah, but praise God, he had a place and a resource to get in out of the storm. And praise God, when the doors were, well, glory, when the doors were shut, his household was with him. Amen. Them three sons and them daughter-in-laws, praise God. His wife, praise God. She come in, they come in there with him. And God shut that door. And he lift them up above this earth and above the trouble and above the storm and the chaos that was happening around them. Through faith, praise God, he was able to work for 120 years while the ark was a preparing. Praise God, as old Noah was a working. So we got to have faith to worship. We got to have faith to work. And praise God, and we got to have faith, a great faith to walk. Amen. To walk. Look at verse 8. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out. Now watch this. Not knowing whether he went. It takes faith to walk with God. Amen. It takes faith to walk with God, to know, praise God. Sometimes we don't know where we're going. We don't know how we're going to get there. But I'm thankful God does. And I'm glad today we can just put our faith in Him, praise God, and just press on for His glory. And with faith, believe He'll be with us when we get there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He knows, don't you? Praise God. So we got to have faith. Faith is an important thing to a child of God. Without it, amen, you can't even be saved. Got to be fat. Got to have faith to worship. Got to have faith to walk. You got to have faith to work. But you got to have. But the biggest thing you got to have faith for is while you're waiting. You know, waiting's a hard thing for us Baptists. Amen. We're not patient people. Say amen or oh me. We're not patient. But it takes faith to be patient waiting upon the Lord. Amen. He says in verse number 10, he said he looked for a city. Now watch this. It said he looked for a city which hath foundations. I'm glad we got a city ahead. Praise God. It's got some foundations. Hey man, this old flipsy flopsy stuff all over this world that we live in. Praise God, ain't going to stand. But I'm glad there's a foundation, praise God, in a city where we're going one day. Whose builder and maker's God. Praise God, He was a looking for a city. Praise God, you had a faith while you're waiting. Amen. For He looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. So Abraham was awaiting, and he was watching with faith in the Lord. The Bible says through faith also Sarah, you know, that was his wife. Amen. Herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude and as the sand of the which is by the seashore innumerable. Amen. Praise God. You got to have faith while you're awaiting. Just waiting and trusting God. Just move upon us and do for us what He's promised. I want to say if God's promised you something in the volume of the book, He will bring it through. He will come through for you. Praise God. Just have faith and keep waiting. Keep trusting in the Lord. Praise God till He gets ready to come through for you. Amen. He will. It's just a matter of time. Just keep waiting in faith. Trust in the Lord to do that. Praise God. That needs to be done. So we got to have faith when we're waiting. But we also got to have faith when we're warring. We face battles in this land which we live. The Bible says in verse number 30, Hebrews 11, it said, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Hey, man, listen, if you've got obstacles your way, you've got obstacles hindering you, keeping your family out and your loved ones out and hindering the work that we try to do for the Lord, I pray God just have faith and keep marching on. Keep warring for God. Don't give up and don't give in. Don't give the devil an inch. Don't give the old world an inch. Praise God, just preach. Keep pressing on. Keep marching on for the glory of God, and God will bring down those walls of isolation that will separate you from the love of God. Not only ours, but those around us. Those loved ones that we have, praise God, that need some help. Amen, praise God. I'm glad He's there for us to help us tear down them walls. He says, by faith, the harlot, Rahab, verse number 31, perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. Amen. Because of her faith, praise God, Rahab was saved. Amen. She was warring. She was in a fight. She was in the battle. Everybody around her said, hey, why don't you just give in? Why don't you give up? You need to just fit in. Why do you not want to fit in? And she said, I can't fit in. She went to, I can see her. I've told you before, I can see Rahab. And she goes to her family and she gathers them up. She said, listen. Every one of you, listen, come here, I got to talk to you. She went house to house, knocking on doors, every one of her loved ones, aunts, uncles, or people. She said, listen, I need you, when the Israelites come, I need you to come to my house. It's the only way that you'll be safe. He said, I've got a promise from God. Amen. Through faith in the time of war, and praise the Lord, we still have a faith in the confidence. Our confidence is in God. It's not in us. It's not in the world. It's not in our military. Amen. But it's in God Almighty whom we trust. He's the only one that can bring us through the war, through the fight, through the battle. and deliver us safe. He said, what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and of Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Amen. Praise God. He said, when you're in a battle, in a war, amen, just stay on the front with God. Praise God. Just keep faith, believing. We need faith for all these circumstances, whether it be for worshiping or working or walking, praise God, or waiting, amen, or for just war and the fights that we battles that we fight, praise God. We need faith in God Almighty. Amen. We have people around us all the time saying, well, this is going to happen, this, and things is going to start getting better. We got all these old conspiracy theories going on, and here, there, and yonder, people's just blowing up the phones and the TVs and stuff, saying, well, you know, just wait just a little while, and this is going to happen. You know, I've seen that so much. I told a fellow the other day, he kept texting me all this crazy stuff, and I said, listen, buddy, I said, you might as well not send them to me no more. Everything you've told me hadn't come back. All you have is a bunch of false prophets. I'm just going to go with God. I'm just going to keep my faith in the one who knows exactly what's going on. He's the great commander of the universe. He's the commander of everything around us, the stars and the heavens and the earth, praise God. And I'm just going to keep my faith in Him and trust in Him, because I've got a promise in the volume of the book. One day in a little while, praise God, I'm going to come out victorious with Him over on the other side. I might be defeated if I follow anybody else, but God Almighty has promised me victory. Praise God. Without faith, praise God, it's impossible to please God. Amen. That's what the Bible tells us in Hebrews. Chapter 11 and 6. He said, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, God. Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. How do you do that? Through faith. It takes faith to continually seek the Lord. It takes faith to continually seek direction from Him. We get bombarded all the time from every side with everybody's opinions. Amen? Everybody has an opinion. Amen? Everybody's got it. Most people's got three or four. Amen? I trust the Lord. Amen? And the promises that He's given me. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Amen? Without faith, you know what happens? Sin enters into our lives. It don't take very much. It don't take very much of a slackening in our faith, though sin will enter in. The Bible says in Romans 14:23, it said, for whatsoever is not of faith, now watch this, is sin. We better be careful to stay faithful. We better be careful just to stay in faith, our faith toward the Lord. That confidence in God. Amen. If we ain't careful, we start putting our confidence in somebody else, something else, and it'll let us down. But praise God, when you have your confidence and it's dead fast in the Lord, and when things come up, praise God, in the tribulation and the trials and the heartache, praise God, say, you know what, let's just pray about it. Let's just tell God, the Lord already knows, let's just ask Him to send us some help. Amen. Because anything outside of that's sin. Putting our faith, our trust in anything else is sin. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't want to be a sinner to you. Amen. I want to love the Lord. Why? Because there's a reward for those that love the Lord. Those that have faith, that keep the faith, praise God. It makes a difference. Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 36, He's talking about those that have warred and fought a good fight. And He said, and others... Now, let me just tell you about these others. Now, He's talking about living by faith. And these others are living by faith. These others are warring. These others are utilizing their faith. They're trusting in God. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. Amen? Now, I don't know about you, it appears to me that these people were full of faith. They were faithful, but yet they appear to be defeated. Amen. In your reading and understanding, wouldn't it appear that these people are defeated? I mean, they're talking about in trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, bonds and imprisonment. That sounds to me like defeat. Amen. But it's not. Amen. God Almighty, when we have our faith and trust in Him, He brings us through all those things. He said we would be tried. I don't know why we think as Christians that we'll go through this thing just smelling like a rose, come out on the side and not have no briars. Amen. We'll have trials, we'll have afflictions that we got to go through. Amen. Not everybody that trusts in the Lord will be delivered. Amen. You say, uh-oh. Not everybody that trusts in the Lord will have absolute protection. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God. Me and you, our people, we have to go through things because we live in an old sin-cursed world that's wicked and vile as hell itself. Amen. But praise God, we know who we go through it with, and with our faith strong in the Lord, praise God, we will persevere. Amen. I've got a promise from God. He said that we will come out victorious on the other side. He said they were stoned, they were sown asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Now watch this, verse 30, it said, of whom the world was not worthy. Amen. Because they was faithful to their God. He said, they wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves and in the caves of the earth. So we see these people, they were faithful to God, but yet they were not delivered. They weren't protected. They had to endure the things that we endure, we have to go up against. The sickness, the affliction, the heartache in this world. Amen. They were not protected from that. But we got to remember the big picture. Amen. In faith, believe God. Amen. It's important, praise God. The thing is not that God is going to deliver us, but the most important thing is God's approval on us. Amen. He approves of our faith. He improves in our ability to have it done all stand. Knowing, praise God, that one day this will all pass away. It'll all be behind us. But it'll be forgotten forever. The tears and the anguish and the heartache will be wiped away and we'll be ushered into the presence of God where we'll shout and praise God and worship Him forever. You say, well, preacher, is it all worth it? Oh, yes, it's more than worth it. Amen. To endure a little affliction now for the cause of Christ and to be ushered in to the portals of glory one day in a while. And the Bible says in verse 39, listen to what it says. It said, these all having obtained a good report. Amen. It says, hey, listen, they had to endure. They weren't delivered. They weren't brought out. They weren't protected from it. But praise God, they stayed with God. They stayed faithful to Him. And the Bible says that they had a good report. Amen. Praise God. What? They had true faith. Faith that was true. They had a confidence in God that couldn't be shaken. No matter how much they was tormented and ridiculed or pressured, They said, no matter what happens, we're just going to stay with God. And God blessed them for that. He gave them the ability, praise God. And He said that they had a good report. Amen. There's a lot of folks that went out of here in a lot of adverse conditions. I mean, sicknesses and heartaches and different things that people's passed down on through this world in and through. But praise God, I'm glad that you can go take them down there to the burying place and say, yeah, here lies a saint of God. They stayed faithful to the end. Amen. That's what's important. That's true faith. Endure the afflictions that we face. Praise God for the glory of God, knowing one day in a little while that we will be delivered. Amen. We may not be delivered in them or out of them, but praise God, we'll be delivered into the presence of the Lord one day in a little while. Faith, praise God, to bring us that glorious city that these folks of faith was looking for. That place, that prospect that they had. True faith, praise God. It gives us the ability to endure all the afflictions of this world. Hey, listen, you and I don't know what we'll go through before we get out of here. There's so much in here anymore. I mean, it's like every time you go out, it's like a thing just waiting to jump on you. I mean, you got us all paranoid. Don't want nobody, and heaven forbid if somebody coughs near you. You go in, you know, you get to your car, you get to the house, you start scrubbing yourself. So, oh, gosh, I hope I don't get COVID. Amen. But praise God, the Lord says through faith, He gives us the ability to endure the afflictions of this world, to come out victorious on the other side, even to the point of where others are giving up. Amen. Praise God, you can come alongside and put your arm in and say, come on, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. The Lord, one day in a little while, He's going to call us unto Himself, praise God, and we're going to shout it out in glory. You'll be all right. You'll be okay. Amen. I love you. The Lord loves you. We're going to be all right. Amen. And the confidence you have in God Almighty, praise God, that overruns and overflows into them. And they say, you know what? You're right. We're going to be okay. I mean, it's going to be just fine. God Almighty, praise God. Where does faith come from? It comes from the Lord. It comes from knowing Him. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 10, verse 17, He said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's where we get our confidence from. He said, how do you get it? By believing the Word. By believing what God tells us, praise God. Amen. To the point you just take it to the bank, deposit, because it's yours. Amen. Knowing that God loves us and He cares for us and He's there to take care of us. He promised that He would. And He won't renege on His promise. True faith gives us an ability to have confidence in what God has promised us. Amen. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter 15 and verse number 4, the Bible says this. He said, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, watch this, might have hope. Amen. Who's our hope in? Our hope is in the Lord through faith. Amen. Through faith. Faith with hope. That's faith with expectation. Paul writing to the Romans. Did I give the wrong verse? Huh? Romans chapter 15. I'm sorry. Said, whatsoever things are written, we'll back up, do that over. We're written aforetime, we're written for our learning. I know when I mess up because my wife looks at me real funny. Amen. And then I look over at Jeffrey and he's kind of like squinting at me and I'm like, he says, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. So what we have is faith with an expectation. Amen. It's not just a dead faith. It's not just faith, but he says, hey, listen, just hang on, praise God, to the Lord. Have confidence in God because He gives us through faith an expectation. An expected end, a blessed promise, a hope fulfilled in Jesus Christ our Savior. That's true faith. When times get hard, when things are difficult, that's when we just need to fall on our face, bow our head and say, Lord Jesus, here I am again. And Lord, through faith in You, I've got all the confidence in the world. You know what's going on, Lord. And Lord, this little old fella, this person, I need some help. And Lord, I'm putting every bit of my faith in You because I don't know what to do. I can't help myself. Amen. That's hope. That's faith. That's true faith. Faith is a confidence in God. Trust in Him, praise God, for His leadership and His guidance. Amen. You know, faith in God, it leads us to obedience. Amen. To trust in Him, that's obedience to God. When we have faith in God, trust in Him, praise God, to bring us through. Where faith is, praise God, It makes a difference. Where praise comes from, it comes from God. Amen. Bless His holy name. I thank God, don't you, that we can have true faith. Not just some made up something, something that somebody's told us about, but faith ourselves, true faith ourselves, to believe and trust in the Lord. A confidence in God. The Hebrews chapter 11, it's the book of faith, the chapter of faith, amen, where we have it, God gives us, and we see all these that endured even the afflictions of this world, but through faith they come out victorious, and the end, they had a good report. And where's that report? That report wasn't up at the courthouse. That report wasn't at the White House, but that report was in the portals of glory. He said, they fought a good fight, Paul said, and I kept the faith. Amen. He kept the faith. He kept his faith, and he kept pressing on. That's what we got to do, youngins. Amen. As the world waxes crazier and crazier around us, we just got to keep our faith in the Lord. Keep pressing on. Keep trusting Him. Because He said He would bring us out safe on yonder shore. Bless His holy name.